And we're going to read together Psalm 150. Let us say together, let everything that breathes praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God in the holy temple. Praise God in heights. Praise God for mighty deeds. Praise God for bountiful mercies. Praise God who meets all our needs. Praise God wherever you are. Praise God with the sound of trumpet. Praise God with the lute and harp. Praise God with tambourine and dancing. Praise God with strings and pipes. Praise God with holy cymbals. Praise God with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Amen. I believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ for my life. I am passionate about living the way that Jesus taught, finding ways to love neighbors and those perceived as enemies, welcoming strangers, and deepening my love for God. I am committed to following the way of Jesus day by day. I believe that it makes a difference in this world, a difference to not only my life, but a difference to our communities and to the transformation of this world when faithful people gather. I am passionate and committed to the good news of Jesus Christ. And that can be exhausting. For you, for me, for all of us who have committed our love to Jesus and to following his way. Therefore, I hereby give you permission today to delight, to play, and to enjoy life. Think about it. How often do we promise ourselves that we will do something that we really enjoy once we have our work done? And then, I don't know if you've ever had this happen, the list is usually so long that we never get to the enjoyment part. We just keep working and working. We create a wonderful meal, a beautiful event, put our whole hearts into something, and then we just go on to the next thing in the list, never delighting in what has been, in what we have shared. Now, I'm not against hard work. I know that's necessary. But the truth is that we need this balance of work and play spoken of in the book of Ecclesiastes. And yet what I see in our society is that we are working harder and harder and longer hours. I see this happening in school, with lunchtime and recesses getting shorter, after school filled with homework and activities. I see this happening all over with families and with seniors, with people of all ages, where everything is scheduled, everything is filled. And all of this is work, not play. It can be enjoyable. I hope we're doing things we enjoy. But it's still work and not play. So let me explain what I mean by play, because that might help. We need play for our emotional and spiritual well-being. We need play to process what we have learned and experienced. We need to play in times of joy and in times of sorrow. So here's what play is. Play is not outcome-based. It does not have a purpose or goals set for it. It is not structured, although it happens in a way where everyone can feel emotionally and physically safe. play is not for real. It is engaging and spontaneous. It cannot be taught. It does not have consequences. It is a time to explore and wonder and try out possibilities. Video gaming is not usually play. It can be fun, great fun, but it's not play. Being part of a sports team is not play. Because both of these are outcome-based and structured, so they're not play, even though they're enjoyable and have their place in our lives. So those are just two examples. You can think of others. The truth is that we have less and less time for play in our society as a whole. From preschoolers through to adults, we need to play. I don't think we as adults often think about needing to play. But we do. We need that unstructured time for real, or not for real time, spontaneous time that is free from consequences. And what that allows us to do is to be engaged in exploring possibilities, whether it's dressing up as Superman or a princess, or experimenting with fabric colors, or paint, or a tune on a guitar or violin, or sanding and painting in our shop, or molding Play-Doh and squishing it down again, or pretending to bake cookies out of mud. We need play just as much as we need sleep at night. In both sleep and play, our emotions and our thoughts weave themselves together. Play isn't always happy, isn't always joyful. Sometimes we might be sad as we play. Children will play out being gruff and angry and scared. All the emotions can come out in play. And that's what we hear a glimpse of in this passage from the Song of Solomon, that you might go, that's in the Bible? But it's filled with these wild and wonderful metaphors and images. Listen, it's the voice of my beloved. He comes bounding over the hills like a gazelle. He stands like a stag looking through my window. And then he speaks to me. Arise, my love, and come away, for the winter is past, the rain is over. O dove, my dove, let me hear your lonely voice. Let me see your lovely voice. Let me see your sweet face. Come, let us catch the foxes, the little foxes in the vineyard. For I am yours and you are mine until the day breathes and the shadows flee. To hear the delight, the wonder, the playfulness. I love imagining these two lovers chasing foxes through the vineyard. We've been exploring the gift of Sabbath this fall, a time set apart for God, for reflection, for connecting with the divine and with family and friends. Sabbath is also a time for play and delight, to catch the little foxes, or play with fabric, or wood, or finger paint, or words, or music, or dressing up, or wrestling with pretend monsters, or exploring the outdoors. Sabbath is a time to delight in the world around us. Psalm 150 that we just read says, let everything that breathes praise the Lord. And yet, as William Blake so beautifully expressed, joy and woe are woven fine. And so we delight and we cry. We celebrate and we grieve. It's all woven together. And Sabbath is time that is set aside for this. We need Sabbath time, an unstructured, undemanding time to let life weave together. We can keep filling our lives with longer and longer to-do lists. We can keep going the round of activities and demands, and it's so easy to do that. But this only means that there's no time to let the fullness of what we are experiencing and learning weave its way together. Busyness is a means of avoiding what we need to feel and what our spirits need to sort out in the presence of God. Spacious Sabbath time, whenever we find that, does that sorting for us. We don't even have to intentionally set out to face our anger, grief, or frustration, or to discover our joys and delights. When we give ourselves free space, unstructured and undemanding space, then our spirits, God's spirit, will do the job. What I hope is that church can be a place you can come and most often just find a place to be without having to achieve any outcome or reach any goal. Yes, there are jobs that various people do here to make worship and other things happen. And we try to share that work around because mostly we want this to be a place where each of us can just be with as little agenda as possible. A place where sometimes you will cry and sometimes you will smile. A place where you can just be you and not have to live up to any outside expectations of who you should be. A place where we are held in God's love and our joys and sorrows can be woven into something beautiful and precious within the care of the divine. So, I hereby give you permission, if you need it, to take time to play and to rest, and to bring joys and sorrows, hopes and fears into this time of worship and into Sabbath time. And I hereby give you permission to take Sabbath time in your life before your work is absolutely completely done and every item on your list is checked off. Your spirit needs it. And God is waiting for you in Sabbath time to play and to light and to catch those little foxes. Amen.